Finally today, in Mexico's seaside resorts, dolphin shows are all the rage. Tourists have plenty of chances to see and even swim with our flippered friends. You can also do it hundreds of miles inland in Mexico City, but not for long. Lawmakers in the Mexican capital recently passed a law that bans dolphin shows there. Emily Green picks up the story.
If you're not there in person to see it, this dolphin show at Six Flags in Mexico City could totally be mistaken for a nightclub. Pop music booms across an outdoor amphitheater overlooking a small pool, and an MC pumps up the crowd. On this day, 600 people watch in amazement as dolphins leap and twirl in the air and swim across the pool with trainers balanced on their backs. Tony Aguilar came with his wife and 12-year-old son. He says it's a pretty good show and a great way to learn about the animals. For an extra fee of $70, you can get in the pool with the dolphins. For lots of people, it's a magical experience. Like 9-year-old Patricia Lira, who bubbles over with excitement as she emerges from the water. She says the dolphins are beautiful because you can sing and dance with them. And she's already planning her next trip back. But within 6 months, this show will be gone. Mexico City's Congress has not only outlawed shows with dolphins, but also therapy sessions with them and scientific experiments. The Mexico City lawmaker who wrote the measure, Javier Lopez, says the dolphins don't live in acceptable conditions here. For starters, he says, the city is more than 7,000 feet above sea level and polluted. And the dolphin facilities that exist here, he adds, are little more than concrete swimming pools with chlorinated water. When the ban goes into effect, the dolphins won't be released into the wild, however. Dolphin Discovery, which owns the animals, will move them to one of its other aquatic parks. The company declined to comment for this story. Supporters of the ban include Mark Palmer of the International Marine Mammal Project. He acknowledges the Mexico City law is just one step. It doesn't ban the numerous dolphin shows in other parts of Mexico. Even so, he says, it's a big deal.
Here we have Mexico City, one of the largest cities in the world, banning keeping these animals in captivity. It's a very potent symbol.
And there are others. France, for example, now bans new acquisitions of dolphins and whales and outlaws breeding them in captivity. And in India, the government recently sought to protect both species by declaring them non-human persons. Dolphin and whale shows are still legal here in the U.S., but Palmer says the number of shows is on the decline. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.